Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app as well. It's your online home for all things Penn State football. Dustin Hockensmith here with Greg Pickle, talking some Penn State football, talking about some recruiting, and we're really into season preview mode. So we're going to look at special teams as a position we'll look at, and we'll continue our season makers series where we're looking at really breakout candidates along the defensive line and linebacker coming up in a little bit. We'll do a little take a stand action, I believe, later in the show. We'll share our opinions on some things, whatever our mastermind Jim concocts for us. And we'll start things off now just looking at 2019 recruiting and what that means for the future, focusing a lot on the quarterback position. Since when we were last here, Michael Johnson Jr., the four-star from Oregon, committed. So it changes the perspective on where it's all going. We do have a special announcement before we get into anything recruiting, anything football. Mark at GoPSURV.com has a special going for the season opening weekend against Appalachian State. He's going to be renting his RVs at half price for the first game of the year. It's a special deal for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. So if you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game in Happy Valley, this is a great opportunity to do it, to check it out. Also having an open house weekend there from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday and from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. You can come see what's what, check out his inventory of RVs, and see if you're interested and want to get some more information, gopsurv.com. I will say, for the open house weekend, the guys from 409 Tailgate Club will be doing some barbecue for you. There's going to be some tailgate wine as well and Labatt Blue beer. So if you're interested in food or alcohol or both, it's another good reason to check it out. You can see more at gopsurv.com. So let's just look at the big picture of 2019 recruiting so far. There's 15 commits so far. There's two quarterbacks in tow. What are some other position needs? And maybe just a really brief rundown on maybe top targets left on the board.
Yeah, you know, I think at this point, so you knock out quarterback, it's pretty clear, at least to me, that Penn State wants another running back. So they're targeting Noah Kane. They're targeting Aaron Young. Kane, a four-star from Florida. Young, a three-star from Coatesville here in Pennsylvania. So you got those two at the running back spot. It's pretty clear Penn State would like one of them. Tight end, they're still trying to figure out. I mean, they just offered Brendan Strange from West Virginia, I believe he's from. So he's the guy at tight end they're looking at. Moving on from that, you look at the offensive line. I still think they want a couple of maybe one more tackle if they could. Wide receiver, they're still looking at guys there. I mean, they're keeping a handful of guys warm after Emory Simmons committed. So then you look at the defensive line. Again, Ben's Smiley is a guy looking at defensive tackle. They're looking at a few other guys on that side of the ball. So for the most part, Dustin, if I had to put a number on it, six spots left at this point in time would be my guess.
So you think 21 is the number?
I do, yeah. Now, yeah. Could it be a little bit more than that? Yes. Could it be a little bit less than that? Yes. But it's interesting. For the first, I mean, Penn State, recruiting's so weird. You want it to be similar every single year, and it just isn't. So sometimes Penn State fills up before the summer even gets here. Sometimes they fill up before the season gets here. And sometimes they're still waiting for the opportunity to jump off and really get going before, once the season gets underway. This year, they're pretty darn full before the season even begins.
I want to talk about the quarterback spots, but I also want to talk about what their approach is at offensive tackle in particular. So the 2018 class was pretty uncommon because they got two elite players there. Rasheed Walker, Nana Asidu, which we know what happened with Nana with the heart condition, can't play. So that was a blow to, I guess, the future of the depth chart there. But outside of those guys, it's kind of like quarterback, Greg, that I think they'd love to have five stars, but there's these guys that they really seem to like their core skills. And Bryce Effner is not a true tackle. They view him as a swing guy, so he isn't quite the same level, I guess, as Zachary Franks. Franks is a tackle all the way. Will Fries is another guy who wasn't that highly regarded as a high school player. I think primarily was viewed as a three-star. Zachary Franks, also 6'6", 290 reminds me a little bit of Will Fries in that they're long and athletic right now. And I guess I don't know enough about the ins and outs of judging offensive tackle prospects and who is a 3-star and who's a 4-star. But everything that Penn State seems to want, they're getting it in Zachary Franks. And that's why I kind of brush off the 3-star review for him, because I think he's got the physical tool set to grow into a good tackle.
I mean, when it comes to offensive line recruiting and evaluations, it's almost as much about projection as anything else. I mean,
especially a tackle.
Right. Yeah. I mean, not to pick on him, but Sterling Jenkins was considered one of the best tackles in the country coming out of high school, and he still hasn't been anywhere close to seeing the field. And I mean, I think it would be a major surprise if he ever started the game at Penn State. Then you've had some guys that weren't as highly acclaimed, Chaz Wright being a great example, that have become multi-year starters for the Lions. So offensive line recruiting's tough. There's just no way around it. It's about projection. It's about how you think a guy is going to shake out. It's about what you think a guy is going to do by the time he grows and adds 40 pounds or 50 pounds or 60 pounds once he gets on campus. I mean, it's more or less a crapshoot. So I just don't know if I don't know if when I look around the evaluations, if the offensive line ones matter. I mean, don't get me wrong. You get the number one tackle in the country. It's certainly better than getting the number 25th or whatever Franks happens to be. But at the end of the day, it's such a difficult position to project that I don't put as much stock into it as some of the other spots.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State recruiting now. We got some Penn State football talk coming up, looking ahead at the 2018 season. For now, looking at 2019 recruiting and Zachary Franks, it's an interesting conversation in Penn State's relationship with offensive tackle recruiting, because their best offensive tackles under James Franklin have been guys that weren't really tackles at all. Brendan Mann, Ryan Bates. Right? I mean, have there been more effective tackles under James Franklin than those two guys?
Don't think so.
And they're both more natural guards than they are tackles, and I think that's part of the insurance policy conversation. It's one of the reasons that they look at swing players as well as guys who make a lot of sense as valuable, versatile additions. You're too deep. But also insurance in case these offensive tackle prospects, which it's a really dicey proposition evaluating and developing pure tackles. So Zachary Franks at 6'6", 290 is a pure tackle. Will Fries, 6'6", I think he's listed around 305 now by Penn State, pure offensive tackle. It's really the projecting those guys is incredibly difficult. It doesn't matter who you are. The NFL has a problem with that too, which is why I think you've seen Penn State cross train and look for swing players too. It gives you more options.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, look, I think that Penn State, until they give you a reason not to, I think you have to trust their evaluations at along the offensive line. Again, we've seen them get some really good players in, and it makes the Nana Acedu situation even more of a bummer. Obviously, it's good that Penn State caught it and can keep him healthy despite a rare heart condition throughout the rest of his life. But, you know, that's one example where you got one of the better players in the recruiting class at the offensive line in the program, and now you're not able to obviously see what his skill set really was about. So I think that plays a role in it, but at this point, you know, the offensive line is just really difficult to figure out. Before you guys get on campus, Dustin, they grow 2 inches and they gain 50 pounds, and they're not the same guy they were before. Mike Moran is a great example of that. He showed up on campus last January. There was no way you could have convinced me at that moment in time that he was going to play for Penn State just looking at him when he got there in January, but by June, he looked like a guy who could play as a true freshman. Tells you all you need to know about offensive line recruiting and how it plays out once these guys get on campus.
It's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot there. It's also at the quarterback position, too, where Penn State, I think they have – I guess they've proven their philosophy. James Franklin has proven his philosophy of not needing guys who are going to jump off the page at you physically.
Yeah.
And that goes back to his time at Vanderbilt. That includes Trace McSorley. But as far as proving that – at Penn State, we really only have Trace McSorley as a real functional working example of that. And they don't, so you haven't seen them, you know, stick to that. I think they're, you know, they're looking for qualities that often go underappreciated on the national scene, but they don't really have a type. So, and the two examples I'll give, so Trace McSorley, Sean Clifford, and Taquan Roberson, I'd put on one camp, the six footers.
Yeah.
I would put Tommy Stevens and Will Levis under a different umbrella. They're big, more physical athletes. You know, both of them are what, the 6'5" range, right? And then Michael Johnson Jr. is in a class of his own, in that he is probably the most electric athlete of all these guys that James Franklin has recruited. That includes Tommy Stevens, who's been pretty phenomenal working at other positions and all that. But they've gotten all these different types of guys. The only one common theme I think throughout there is they don't care what the size is.
Right.
You know, and I think that the formula looks to be working.
Yeah, I mean, and James Franklin was asked about this during media day on Saturday, more or less saying, does what Trace McSorley has done so far at Penn State and what he's expected to do this year at Penn State change the way you evaluate quarterbacks? And Franklin was a little taken aback by the question. He said, well, no. I mean, this is how we recruited him to play quarterback despite his size and despite, you know, the fact that he wasn't the most highly recruited guy. So, I mean, for Penn State, they pretty much, you know, they pretty much knew what they were getting, and they knew that, it wasn't necessarily about the size or anything like that. It was mostly about what guys are able to do in the offense, what kind of speed they have, what kind of arm they have. And if you check all those boxes, even if you're not the prototypical size, you are going to be able to go out there and compete and win a starting job for this team. Now, they have a couple of guys that, like you mentioned, that, you know, you have Tommy Stevens, who's quite bigger, quite taller than Trace McSorley, but it doesn't really matter. If you can make plays with your feet, if you can escape the pocket, if you can read the play at the line of scrimmage and make the right checks, you're going to have a shot in this offense, even if you're not the biggest guy in the world.
So I think the looming question is, I think you can say Trace McSorley is your guy in 2018. Tommy Stevens is your guy in 2019. I know you're not quite as ready to like mark that down in Sharpie just right yet as I am, but let's make those assumptions. Who's it going to be in 2020? What does is there really going to be an open competition? I think it's interesting because Sean Clifford has his foot in the door now and seems to have done some really nice things as a true freshman. But you know, looking at Michael Johnson Jr., Taquan Roberson, they'll have been on campus for a year. Will Levis will have been on campus for, what, 2 years yep. at that point. There's going to be an interesting competition in 2020. I think that's all Franklin wanted from his position.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, too, is Jake Zembic was in street clothes at practice on Saturday. I don't know what that means moving
I really
forward.
Don't intentionally not mention Jake Zembic, but it's hard
well,
not to.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I did, but I just thought it was worth pointing out. You know, so, I mean, I agree with you. But I don't know. I think after Tommy Stevens, it's going to be fascinating because they're going to have Clifford, Levis, Johnson, Roberson. It's going to be a great quarterback battle in 2020. Look forward to talking with you about it then.
Yeah, two years from now. I can't wait, Greg. We got other things, other fish to fry here coming up on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to shift our focus to looking ahead to the 2018 season. Special teams is the focus coming up after this.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.